as a funeral director, I'm seeing a massive increase in death rate exclusively in young jab recipients. Do you know how many children I've had in that have died from COVID? Have a guess. None. Not a single one. Neither of any of my colleagues. None of them. You're putting your child at massive, massive risk of damage. People need to wake up. They're euthanizing people in hospitals, in British hospitals with bedazzolam now, without even giving them a COVID test. They're killing people with remdesivir. They know what it does. And they still do it because they've got bills to pay. Their body is so full of fluid where their kidneys have packed up. As you move them across from a stretcher to a stainless steel tray in the mortuary, you leave an imprint in them because they're so full of fluid where their kidneys have failed due to the remdesivir, due to the medicine. This is an agenda, and I would have never believed. I was never into conspiracy, never. I left there knowing that they know, and they're going to push on. You're committing murder. You're being complicit in mass murder and hiding it. I would like to see all of the nurses and doctors who know what's going on to down tools and walk out. I'm an undertaker. Why do they think I'm telling them? You know, it's not because I'm not putting people in coffins. It's because I am.
It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant cardiologist and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has likely played a significant role or been a primary cause of unexpected cardiac arrests, heart attacks, strokes, cardiac arrhythmias, and heart failure since 2021, until proven otherwise.
Government reports prove COVID vaccination is killing hundreds of thousands every week, and confidential Pfizer docs confirm your government knew it would happen. You may find some of the following claims initially hard to believe, but we can assure you that each and every one has been extracted from official government-approved documents. If you are willing to read on, then you are about to stumble on the most comprehensive selection of evidence that proves COVID-19 vaccination is in effect causing mass depopulation, and your government knew it would happen.
When you're awake, and I mean really awake, not like start your day to participate in society's expectations, I'm talking about breaking out of the matrix. You realize all you know is your fake education, because what they made you believe was really indoctrination. But you may not be ready for that conversation. So do what you will with this information, but just know that we as a civilization are headed straight for devastation. And there's nothing we can do to save it. You see, the world is run by Satan, and what's written, we can't change it. We have no choice but to face it, as hard as it is to embrace it. Now, I'm not saying we should sit around and take it. We'll fight for what our faith's in, and Jesus Christ, our strength wins. But love, you must awaken. What you think you know is fake, and you see the world's a stage and events they orchestrate, and I know that sounds strange. But imagine Satan directing a play, deceiving the world to lead us astray. Science denies God, yet you say to trust the science anyway? Okay. What sense does that make? For goodness sake, do you trust man or God, O ye of little faith? Love thy neighbor is the reference you take to prove that your trust in man is okay. All because of what they say on your TV screen, like they don't get paid just to lie straight to your face. Politics, Hollywood, all actors on a stage. Big food, big pharma, all in bed they lay. Yet still you obey. And all I can say, as I watch by the day, that it's clear a new world order is on the way. And I've tried to explain, but it drives me insane how you people are blind to what's really at play. So what pill will you take? Take the red pill and break away from all you were shaped to be and finally escape? Or take the blue pill and stay? In ignorance, you'll remain asleep. But hey, don't listen to me. Do it your way. Just do what they say, right? I mean, it's not like we haven't been right about all we've been saying to this day.
I become suicidal. And I actually ended up in the closet hanging myself one night. Oh. Ended up hearing the Lord as I'm blacking out, going into death. I hear the Lord speak and he says, what are you doing? And he's so compassionate. I have a plan for your life. It was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord's plans to prosper you, give you a hope and a future. And then I had an encounter where he sucked me up into the sky and I was over my city and I began to fly like a Canadian goose. It was like in formation, and I was at the point, and we were flying from town to town, and revival was breaking out in every town. And that's really, for the last 10 years, I've been in 39 different nations. I've been in 200 to 300 different towns, cities, all around the world, and everywhere we go, miracles, signs, and wonders happen. Salvations occur. Healings take place. People get delivered from demons. Amen?
This is Dabu 7. Supply chains across the Midwest facing significant constraints here as a portion of the Mississippi River is closed again. It is sitting at a record level. This is devastating, and this is all part of tearing this country apart right in front of your face by design. And here we have something we've warned about for a long time now catching up to folks here in this country that didn't want to think that it could happen to them. Every time we'd bring up the Mississippi River, so many people would say it'd be decades before that ever happened. Well, here it is. And it's because it's by design. None of this is natural. You're looking at an image here of the Mississippi River. This is about 125 miles northeast of Memphis. This is near Hickman, Kentucky. Very near the keyhole that I always talk about, the New Madrid. Very near that area. There's a big sandbar called the New Madrid sandbar that's on the northwest side of that keyhole. And that whole area looks like this. Depleted. Barges and boats getting stuck. So now the U.S. Coast Guard saying that 3 vessels and 51 barges were waiting in line at Hickman, waiting for the water to come up. In Memphis, the waters have reached negative 10.79 feet and continue to decline, sitting at record low levels. And when it comes to what the Army Corps of Engineers are having to do, down outside of New Orleans, they are literally having to put up a 1,500-foot-wide levee to keep salt water out of the drinking water. That's right. The Mississippi River is so low that salt water is starting to backfeed into the river, and this is going to devastate the ecosystem. Everyone's just going about their merry way, acting like none of this is happening, and it's ridiculous. We've got huge stuff happening in this country, and it's tearing this country apart. So Midwest, East Coast, it's now here. As soon as this Mississippi runs dry, it is game over completely. We're just about there. It could be any week.
Proof of God, Part 4. God's true name is recorded within our DNA. So let me go ahead and explain. Our chains of DNA contain 4 nucleotide-based pairs called inenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. And then there's a unit within the DNA strand called a sulfuric bridge. This sulfuric bridge holds our entire DNA strand together, and it only appears after every 10 nucleic acids have been laid down, and then after every 5 nucleic acids, and then after every 6, and then again after every 5 nucleic acids. So we get this repeating numerical value of 10,565 within our DNA strand. Well, it turns out the biblical name of God, Yahweh, contains the same numerical value as our DNA strand. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, 10,565. What's even more interesting is that if you take the Hebrew name of God, Yahweh, and place it on its side, you get the image of a human being. Part 3 of this video series suggests that DNA is a language. Many people were wondering what God made the language of DNA. Well, it's signed by the biblical God Yahweh.
That means their magic number is now 10, and they can reduce it to...
This bizarre little clip has been doing the rounds on social media this past couple of weeks. One of our viewers, who goes by the username Redditor of Things, brought it to our attention. It's some footage of a baseball game in North America. Take a look.
11 games including this one. That means their magic number is now 10, and they can reduce it to 9 tonight with a victory. Rhys Hoskins homered and drove in 4. Aaron Nola, 6 scoreless innings for the win.
The camera cuts to a view of the crowd, where we can see a woman smiling ominously straight ahead. She doesn't move or blink the entire time she's in shot. The title of the clip, given by the uploader, suggests that they think it's a glitch in the Matrix and that the woman is perhaps frozen in time. One astute viewer noted, however, it could be a piece of marketing from the recent horror movie Smile. According to them, there's been a lot of strange sightings of people smiling ominously at public events, most likely part of a viral guerrilla marketing campaign. Whatever the case may be, it's certainly unnerving seeing this woman behaving in such a strange way. And I'm sure if you spotted her in person, you'd be freaked out either way.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Let's take a look at two very famous actors, Clint Eastwood and Sean Connery. Sean Connery has passed away a few years ago. I hope and pray he knew the Lord Jesus Christ before he did. Here is Clint Eastwood, Dirty Harry. He's way out in outer space. He's out in outer space. It's totally real because we've seen it in movies. No one's seen it for themselves, and NASA puts out cartoons. How great! NASA, the most legit organization in the world. Here is Clint Eastwood doing 666 over the Eye of Horus. Outer space in movies, movies in outer space, NASA, 666 Eye of Horus, they go together. Sean Connery, I didn't call him on the phone years ago and ask him to pose like this. He's out in outer space with a really realistic looking spacesuit. He's doing the vow of silence and winking, what all good honest people do. He's doing the vow of silence a few years ago. That's an interesting logo there. The square and compass from Freemasonry and the eye of Jesus Christ, right? It's totally God's eye and not the small g god of this world, Satan or anything. They'd call him Lucifer the Light Bearer. Freemasonry and Sean Connery is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Notice how I'm not making this stuff up. I'm showing exactly what's on the screen with some color commentary. Right, brothers and sisters? I joke around and get sarcastic because the world is a joke. Like, it's not a funny joke, but it's like there's so much lies and deception. The average person cannot see this stuff because God hasn't given them eyes to see and ears to hear, removed the scales from their eyes, changed their heart, and changed their mind about what the world is. Is it worth hanging on to? Or should we go with Jesus and have a new heaven, new earth, the way things are meant to be, not living in a fallen state where so many people seem to be sold out? Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, please use your discretion and discernment in all things and stay strong in the truth of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Healing and deliverance, actually. So it was about a few weeks ago, anxiety and panic attacks, severe panic attacks.
So how did that affect you?
It was so bad that I couldn't breathe. And a lot of times when I'd be in the city, my chest would just really clench up and I would just felt like I just couldn't breathe. And I'd just be on the phone to one of my Christian friends, a certain one in particular who's sitting here. and she'd be like...
So who is it? Kit, come over here, Kit, quickly.
So I was just like, Kit, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And she would pray. There'd be relief for a little while, but then the next day I'd be back in the city and it would just be so excruciating, it'd be embarrassing, I didn't know what to do. I'd be in the office and people wouldn't know what was going on with me. Anyway, long story short, I came here a few weeks ago. I didn't really know what to expect. I was just like, Lord, I don't want to come here with no expectation, but I'm coming, God, and it wouldn't matter what you do, you know, I'm happy with that, you know. And as I was praying now, I saw Jesus in the crowd, and I saw Jesus rushing around trying to find me. And so I was like, oh, okay, does this mean you're going to, you know, I'm going to get prayer? So anyway, that day came and I was located and you prayed over me. And
something is squeezing my heart. And it's coming from here and it just stuck. It's here. And I go to see it. It's like this massive panic attacks.
You ready?
Yeah.
So you're right. You have something coming up into your throat. Causing your heart problems.
And ever since that day, I haven't had a single panic attack. I haven't had anything at all.
Anxiety and panic. How long did you have that for?
I think most of my life.
Most of your life?
I was even on antidepressants for years, and then I came off them at the beginning of this year, and I was off them for about 6 months.
So Jesus is going to fix some more things in your life, all right?
Oh, Jesus.
So you want to know what's happening? She got delivered of the thing that was tormenting and causing depression in her life. And now that's Jesus' hand going into her soul, bringing divine joy and peace. So what do you want Jesus to do in your life?
I want revival and I want my family to be saved. I want everyone to know the truth. I don't want it to be something that Christians keep. I want it to be spread. It's not good news if it's not spread. It's not the gospel if it's not spread. It has to be the good news of the Lord. And I don't want anything for myself. I want Jesus to work in me and use me and preach and minister and deliver and heal people through me. I want to just die to my flesh and give everything to Him and save my family.
Well, that's good.
I'd hope so, yeah.
To go wider, you have to go higher.
Yeah.
To go wider. Turn to your neighbor and say, to go wider, you have to go higher. Too many people burning themselves out trying to go wider when they haven't gone high enough. Too many people in valleys trying to see when they should be on mountaintops. Go to a mountaintop. So there's clouds of glory surrounding you, young lady. Clouds of glory. Go higher. Go higher. Go higher.
Take me to you.